Hello, thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of How to Get Out of Stress, Overwhelm, and Frustration. Because let's be honest, stress, overwhelm, and frustration are emotions that are so common in our today's Western society. Because we are all kind of, you know, being an overachiever and stressed out and busy is something that we always kind of give a badge of honor to. And as somebody that is what I like to call a recovering workaholic, you know, I know how important and how devastating it can be when we actually don't deal with the stress and overwhelm and frustration and anxiety and all these other negative emotions that we experience on a regular basis. Because one of the things that's not talked about enough, and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this tool with you today, is, you know, being a workaholic means experiencing these negative emotions on a regular basis. And being a workaholic and feeling these negative emotions on a regular basis is just as devastating to your relationships, to your finances, to your health, to your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself, just as much as if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, because it is addiction. It is an addiction. And, you know, I'm hoping that you're not as far down as I was, before I really, you know, I really had to go all the way to my knees, and I had to have a lot of issues come up in my life and things go really horribly wrong for me until I really would learn the lesson and, you know, change this. But also that, you know, I'm really grateful for that experience, because that's why I can talk to you today about it and I can give you all these amazing tools to change it around. And that's exactly what we want to do today. We really want to change those feelings of, you know, anytime you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or frustrated in your life, and we want to change it into feeling good. And I'm going to give you an analogy that, you know, people think is a little bit weird and probably going to sound a little bit gross, but I just find it's the best way to explain this process to people. Because basically, when, you know, you want to think of experiences, and experiences are just part of life, right? And there's going to be experiences that are going to frustrate us, that are going to stress us out, that are, you know, annoying, or, you know, that create fear in us. That is just part of life. The same way that if you think about having food, right? Like if you eat food, you need to eat food to survive. It's part of life. And, you know, when you eat food, your body is going to take all the nutrients that, you know, it needs, and it's going to get rid of the things it doesn't, right? Call the waste or the poop, okay? So we all just accept that we have to go to the toilet and poop every day. We don't like talking about it, but we still all do it, right? And, you know, you would, you know, not getting rid of our negative emotions, which is most of us don't do, because most of us hasn't learned how to get rid of our negative emotions. And especially if you're an overachiever like me and you're in a job where you need to, you know, constantly there's a lot of demand on you, you're very likely to perhaps just push away those negative feelings, right? Like we kind of just push away the stress, we push away the fears, and we just kind of keep working. Like that's what I did. And the problem with that, it's literally like if you were eating food and then you would just refuse to poop, okay? And obviously if you refuse to poop, you're gonna feel like shit. Let's just be honest. I think everybody understands that. Everybody under, you know, it makes sense. And if you felt bad, you'd be like, well, of course I feel bad. I haven't gone for the toilet. I've gone for a poop. I've got all the shit inside of me. But it really is the exact same as if you don't let out these negative emotions. If we don't know what to do with them and we don't know how to recycle them and let them out, they're going to just keep staying in us and we're going to continuously feel like crap. And what we're going to do today is actually give you a really simple tool and technique that actually allows you to get rid of these negative emotions. Don't worry, it's not as gross as going to the toilet, okay? So it's a much more clean and easy, fun way to do it. But I just like using this analogy because it makes sense to people, right? Like, because we understand when it comes to the physical, do you know what I mean? Like how food goes through our body. Neuroscience is only just, you know, starting to catch up. I actually studied philosophy of mind, and, you know, 10 years ago, the science books were not at this level, and it's really only been the last few years that we're really starting to understand what that mental is just as important, if not even more important, than certain physical elements that happen in our body. So let me explain the really cool little hack I've got for you that you can do. And I want you to really think about it just as much as you would, you know, go to the toilet or brush your teeth. It's just a little habit that we can start integrating in our day-by-day life. And all you need is 5 minutes, right? Like you know, often, I'll be completely honest, you'll want to do this for longer because it just feels so good. But 5 minutes, if you just do it 5 minutes a day, you'll see an incredible shift and change in life, especially if you're feeling, you know, any kind of negative emotions on a regular basis. So there's, you know, the best way to do this is, you know, to be completely honest, is if you're feeling, you know, if you have a really intense reaction, like if you're really stressed, if you're really, you know, overwhelmed or frustrated, to actually do this, you know, right away as you're feeling the emotion. Now, I know that sometimes that's not always possible, right? Because we're busy, you know, throughout our days. So at the very least, do it in the evening, okay? So do it at the end of your day, just even if just before you go to bed or something. And all you need to do is just grab a piece of paper, or if you're like me and really cool and have like an, you know, an iPad with an iPencil, do it on there. But you want to make sure you're writing. So don't type it in your computer. Really make sure you have a pen and paper to write it down. And this is where it actually gets really fun, because what we need to do to release these negative emotions is actually just let them out. And, you know, so you can literally just take that pen and paper and vent, right? Like the same way you would vent to your best friend or somebody, and you just want to get all the shit out. So let's imagine, and this is honestly, this has saved me so much money in, like, I've never had to go to therapy because I know how to do this. So if somebody's really, you know, pissed me off, I just will vent. I will just let out whatever, like, anger or frustration there is in me. It doesn't matter how, like, you know, irrational it is, or how I know, you know, like, don't edit yourself. Just really, it's not about a thinking exercise. This is about a gut feeling. Like, just put your feelings out there. Even if you maybe feel ashamed, or you're like, oh, I shouldn't say that because I know they weren't really wrong. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to read this. This is not about judging anybody. This is just about being honest and just letting our feelings out. And, you know, if you think somebody's, you know, frustrated in that way, just let it all out. If you're feeling, you know, if you've been, you know, feeling terrible about yourself, let that all out. Just let it all out on the page. This is not, like I said, a thinking exercise. This is something to just completely unedit yourself and put it on a piece of paper. Like I said, you don't have to ever show this to anybody. You can throw it away straight away. And the thing is to just keep going until you just feel good, right? Like, until you just feel like everything that you needed to say and expressed all those, whatever stressful, negative, fearful emotions that you had. And once you kind of feel like you've got it all out, like a really, really great thing to do is just to kind of take a deep breath in and just, you know, like do like a big sigh out and just go, oh. And then, you know, you really can just be like, I feel good, right? Like, I feel good. I feel good. And I want to now take you, because if you want to put a cherry on top of this, right, like you can stop at the just getting the venting out if you want. But if you want to really go the extra mile, you can now that we've created some space, you can actually fill up with some really good emotions to feel, make you feel good, because we all want to feel good, right? Feeling good is good. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that you can write down to make yourself feel amazing and fill up, you know, with positive energy. And so, yeah, I'm just going to give you a few different examples that you can use. Some of them might resonate with you, some of them might not. You might want to come up with completely your own phrases. Again, there's no right or wrong way of doing this. It's just about feeling good. So stick to whatever, you know, feels good. You might even just like one of the one thing that I say, and you just can write that over and over again until you really feel it in your body. This is a really, you know, a body exercise, not an intellectual one. So you want to write things down like, it feels good to feel good. I feel good. I feel free. I feel light. I feel amazing. I am so proud of myself. I am awesome. It feels good to feel good. I love the feeling this way. I feel empowered. I feel strong. I feel confident. I feel like I can do anything. It feels good to feel good. So these are just some examples that I use. Some of them I use, don't use as much. Again, it's about using the things that are going to make you feel good. So I wanted to give you a few different examples. Now, I want to just finish off with one last final thing, because I'm sure that some of you, if you've never done any kind of mindset work or journaling, you might be like, that sounds so weird. I feel like it feels like a weird thing to do. And, you know, if you're not used to it, it is going to be weird, because anything that we do that's new always is going to feel weird and uncomfortable at first. But I want to give you a quick little story that I think is quite funny when it comes to weird things. Okay, so back in the day, when we first introduced books into society, okay, it would be really weird if you saw somebody that would just be reading a book and they would be reading it silently. Right, like how everybody reads books nowadays, like we read them and we don't speak out the words out loud, we just read to ourselves. That would have been considered so weird when books first came out. And the reason for that is because when books first came out, it was so, you know, there were so few books obviously around, and also so few people could read, that if anybody did have a book and they could read, like you would always read it out loud so that other people around you could always also hear what, you know, what it said in the book. And that was just a normal thing. And if you were back in that time and you would just be sitting there reading a book, like everyone would go, oh my God, you're such a weirdo. Like, what are you doing? Right? And isn't it funny that like today, like the exact opposite is true. Like anybody that's sitting there and is like reading a book out loud, we go like, what a weirdo. Like you can't just sit here on the tube and read everybody your story. Like we don't have time for that. Right? So the thing is with things that are weird or like, you know, acceptable in society, they change all the time because as we evolve and we change as society, the things that we do change. So I can promise you one thing, and I think it's already so much on the rise, and so many of you will already know doing this kind of work, it's going to just become more and more common because we are living in an we're living in an era of abundance. That's our biggest problem. We have an abundance of things and things that we can do, and we have so many choices, and that's why most people are so stressed out, right? Which is kind of ironic, but that's, you know, how it goes. So I really hope you enjoyed this little tool, and you know, please do try it and practice it. Again, if you try it and it really doesn't work for you, at least you know you tried it. But I pretty much can guarantee you if you try it, it's going to make you feel awesome and really be a great way of getting rid of those stressful, overwhelmed emotions that you experience. And if you really did enjoy this and you want to learn more about these kind of tools and just developing your mindset, I actually run a Facebook group, which is called the Being More Community. And it's something I'm so passionate about, which is, like I said, it's just, I kind of think of it like the, you know, the mental gym where people can just go and little by little learn these kind of tools. And, you know, you can just develop yourself and you can work, you can choose a goal that you want to work on for yourself, be it, you know, your health, your relationship, your business, making more money. And you can just use these tools to apply it to whatever you're, you know, working through. It's self-paced, but at the same time, it's a community. So you can plug in and, you know, you can work as much or as little in there as you know, as you kind of want to. And it is also something that you can try out for free. So I have a 2-week free trial on it. So you can just, and you don't have to like put any credit card details or anything down. You can just join and you can try it out for free. If you like it, then it goes on to being $35 a month if you want to, you know, continue being in the lessons and in the community. If not, you can just take the tools that you learned and obviously apply them in your life and enjoy them. That's what they're for. So if you want to know more about that, there's a link in the description. Otherwise, feel free to find me anywhere on social media and ask me obviously more about it. It's Jen_Rottman, which is RottMan, pretty much most places. And yeah, I also would love to hear your stories. Just tell me, like, if you've done this exercise, how does it work? If you've got any questions, feel free again to reach out. I always love hearing from you guys. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in and doing this work for yourself.